My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio. Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. In this show, we ask players for a walk down memory lane. On today's show, we have a well-traveled PSL star who got his start at Ajax Cape Town before jetting off to the Netherlands and Germany. He returned in 2017 and helped Bidvest Wits win the Telkom knockout title. Now he's at Maritzburg United, where he started every match for the team of choice this season. It's Daylan Klaassen. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Sokolatuma Radio.
My first live football experience.
The first time I went to a live football match was probably when my uncle, Brandon Silent, was playing at Pirates. That was my first live game, I would say, I went to go watch. I don't know, something about it, like, you know when you watch your first soccer live game and you're always playing soccer, so I was like, I would love to be there.
My first favorite team.
Well, growing up, yeah, you know, that time it was the Visa Cup and it was always Pirates and Chiefs and I was a Pirates fan. The whole family was Orlando Pirates fans.
My first academy.
Well, I never played at school soccer. I played for my father's team back in my neighborhood, but I would say it was when I joined the academy of Ajax Cape Town. It was, you know, it was like something that's surreal because I'm from Northwest and going to Cape Town and start and going to go play for a top academy. It was like surreal to me at the time because I didn't think, you know, like, well, growing up, you don't expect, like, you know, to be there. It's just unbelievable, like, you know. I can't put it in words, though.
My first international transfer.
Yes, I went to Young Ajax there. I was 18 at the time when I moved from Ajax Cape Town to Ajax Amsterdam. Then I played for, you can call it like the MDC team here. So it's like the Young, they called it Young Ajax at the time.
My first professional coach.
It was Mushin Etrigal. He promoted me at Ajax Cape Town to the senior team. And I had a good relationship with him. Like, I could talk to him and he believed in me. And I'm grateful he actually gave me the opportunity to go to the first team and train with the first team guys.
My first professional paycheck.
I'm not going to lie, I can't recall. I'm vaguely recall, but I don't want to say anything because I'm not sure. Because, you know, you're coming up from the academy, like, all you want to do is play. The fact that you signed with the first team, that's already an achievement on its own, you know?
My first car.
You won't believe me. I still don't have a car. Yeah, let's just say my priorities is not cars in it. My priorities is somewhere else. As long as I can go back and forth training and back home and where I need to be, I'm good.
My PSL debut.
Oh, my debut match. I think it was, I'm not sure it was Morocco Swallows. It could be Morocco Swallows or Bloemfontein Celtics. I'm not sure. But I can remember the feeling, though, because on that day particular, I wasn't expecting to go in, and then I got an opportunity. It was just like, go home up and go in, you know? Like, so, like, while you go, I was on my way to go home up, and then they called me back to go in. So I was like one of those experiences that you work hard all your life for to play in the PSL, and it happened. So I'm thankful, and, you know, because there's a lot of talent out in South Africa that don't get the opportunity to, like, to be in the spotlight like that. So I was just thankful.
KwaMaiMai, the markets in Gauteng.
KwaMaiMai, man. Why are you saying so slowish? KwaMaiMai.
Catch the car wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts. Brought to you by Sokolatuma.
My first goal!
No, if I'm going to say anything, then I'm probably lying because I can't remember. I'm like one of those guys where if something happens to me, I move on. Like, you keep it moving. I don't live in the past because I tend to believe that once you think about the past too much, it drags you down, like it pulls you back. So you should always look to the future. That's just my mentality of looking at things.
My first championship.
Oh, yeah, no, but that's recently. That's why. No. That was just when I got back from Europe, and then I was fortunate enough to play with a very good team at Wits, and we won the Telkom. I think Pule scored the winning goal, though. Vincent Pule. I actually felt that was a special moment because that was the first cup I won in South Africa. Like, you know, with Ajax, I got the Rotmans, I think it was the Rotmans Cup medal, if I'm not mistaken. But, like, I wasn't at the game. So, you know, when they call the squad and then the guys go, they played and they won. And then the guys that are not in the squad, you still get the medal, but you were not there, like, you know. So, like, this was, like, for me special because, like, I felt like I was a part of the team in terms of, like, I played and everything, you know, and I'm there. So, I was, it was a special moment for me, though.
My first football idol.
Yo, growing up. Yeah, that time it was Beckham was still like good, but Zidane was also on the scene and Ronaldo, the real Ronaldo. Yo, was it Kaka? It could have been Kaka. I think it was between Ronaldo and Kaka, like the real Ronaldo and Kaka. But I think it was Ronaldo though, because I was a big fan of his.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
Ronaldo. Ronaldo, the real Ronaldo. In his prime, yes, before he injured his knee. Remember, like, at the World Cup when everyone was around him and stuff, you know, 98, I think it was 98 World Cup, 2002 World Cup. Yeah, he was, like, he's my all-time coach. I know it's contradicting, though, because I said, like, I tend to not think about the past too much, and it, but if people knew that how good he was before he hurt his knee, that guy was unbelievable.
And that's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack. A big thank you to Maritzburg United forward Daylan Klaassen for joining us on the show. Let us know who you'd like to hear on the show next. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And don't forget, you can subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.